It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Democrat John Hickenlooper is the winner in the race for a Colorado U.S. Senate seat. The former governor outpolled incumbent Republican Cory Gardner with about 54% of the vote. It looks like Republican Lauren Boebert will be the first woman to represent Colorado's 3rd congressional district. Boebert is ahead of Democrat Diane Mitch Bush in the results so far. That won't change the political makeup of Colorado's House delegation. Boebert upset Republican incumbent Scott Tipton in the primary earlier this year. Colorado voters have approved a new tax on tobacco products. Proposition EE will pay for preschool with a new nicotine vaping tax and higher taxes on tobacco. A ballot initiative to reintroduce wolves to Colorado is too close to call. CPR Sam Brash reports the results of disappointed supporters who hope to require the state to release wolves to the Western Slope.
Rob Edwards led the campaign for the Wolf Initiative. He expected a clear victory Tuesday night, but an online watch party didn't offer much cause for celebration.
Okay, I'm holding my breath. It's pretty nail-biter.
Results were neck and neck all night. Hunters and ranchers mounted a well-funded campaign against the plan, arguing wolves would harm game animals, livestock, and the state budget. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Hospitalizations for Colorado patients with COVID-19 are rising. On Tuesday, the state health department reported 814 people in the hospital with coronavirus. That's up nearly 300 from a week ago. State epidemiologist Rachel Herlihy.
I think it's time for Coloradans to really take seriously the level of disease transmission we're seeing and remembering the things that we need everyone to do right now, which is wearing a mask, social distancing, and really limiting your interactions with other households.
Hospitalizations in the state are approaching the record numbers set this past April. Parts of the state could see record warm weather today. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.